I am Dean, baby. And this is Zen Chaos. Right across from me is the Zen and the Yang, the Yin and the Yang. God damn.
It's all good.
It's a little bit, you know what I mean? A little flying. But that's Zen over there. And then this is a conversation. This is a topic I believe that you brought up into the group chat, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
We'll go ahead and lay this out for the people. What's going on?
So, I forget. To be honest, I don't remember what it exactly sparked around, because this was a while ago, but listening to a story, it came across the fact that here in these good old United States, this place that Republicans apparently care so much about children, so much so that we're going to pass abortion bills and things to stop people from being able to stop having the kids,
mm-hmm.
they kind of don't care about the fact that a little 13-year-old girl somewhere out in, we'll say Utah, wants to get married off to some 43-year-old man. Why? Because that's what they're cool with. Ugh. You want to write a bill that says, yo, we're not allowed to do that. So you got some Republicans that want to hop in and be like, yeah, I think we need to hold off on that one. There's something in this bill that's going to stop us being able to marry off these people to some kids.
Get them.
We got that going on, you know, within the country that cares so much about children. There are seven states. Seven. Seven states.
One, two, three, four, five.
You got
six,
a week's seven. Worth.
That. Yo, so for every day of the week.
Jesus you got Christ. One state that said, you know what? We're going to set a limit of 18. You can't get married before the age of 18. No exceptions. Seven. I think 43 don't have a limit at all.
So according to the research that you have submitted, Delaware, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island are the only states that have set a minimum age at 18.
Mm-hmm.
The other 43, you could marry a minor.
Yes.
Now, then the question becomes, if you can marry a minor in those other 43 states, including Ron DeSantis's Florida,
mm-hmm.
Greg Abbott's Texas,
mm-hmm.
Arizona, whatever the fuck they got going on over there.
In your super liberal, everybody hates you, California, you have no limits.
That makes sense for California. But it's on brand for California. It's on brand, I tell you. But when I'm thinking of these states, especially with what they're going after, and you got something, another good point that I'm not going to take away from that you're going to get into a little bit later with this thing, and I have not started the timer again.
We'll call three.
Yeah. But what I guess is astounding to me is that there is no one up in arms. The fact that you, like you said, you could technically actually marry like a 9-year-old or whatever, and it's perfectly legal. But then yet, wokeism, which has been hijacked and attacked. I understand y'all are all on Team Lowe's. I said what I said. I meant what I said. We're not getting into that. But you want to combat this wokeism. You want to go after the border. You want to do all of these things that are... Most of it is honestly just predicated off of y'all fear of losing the supremacy, which is honestly, it's already fucking gone and lost. It shows how much I actually don't give a fuck and don't give a damn, because you fought your hardest you could to get Roe v. Wade overturned and it got overturned. But to your point earlier, you don't give a damn about these kids, because no one in these states are talking about the fact that there, like you said, there could be a creepy 55-year-old who's fucking marrying a fucking 7-year-old. And once again, we never talk about human trafficking within this country. We act like it's not something that happens. It absolutely does happen. Sex trafficking happens in this country. It happens in first world fucking countries. This isn't some shit that you just find in some fucking, like in Bosnia, some bullshit or fucking Yugoslavia or wherever the fuck you think this shit's at. Like, this shit is prevalent everywhere. And if you don't think that all of this doesn't tie into it, you're out of your fucking minds. Why do you need somebody like me and Zen to tell you that you should care about this? The fact there are 43 other states out there that allow this shit, and I'm still not able to start my fucking timer because I'm telling you my fucking this.
Yeah.
Now we're 5 minutes in.
It leads you to question. Like, how do you have nobody caring? Or I won't say nobody cares. It's not big enough to make it mainstream.
But how, like, does that, but then that becomes my question, though. How does that even happen that it's not even big enough, especially when you are the brand who so-called cares about these fucking kids? Like, no one talks about what happens to these foster kids who are just getting kicked out. There is no true funnel system for them. They end up potentially just either having to go funnel to the military, or they're maybe, sometimes they're able to go to college, sometimes they're not able to go to college, mm-hmm. but there actually is no real true direction for them. The fucking shit that happens in those fucking group homes are fucking atrocious at times. Mm-hmm. You hear the horror stories of that. No one absolutely brings a fucking an attention on, but you motherfuckers wanted to make sure that every that child could be born. All right, then. If that's the case, then what are we doing on the back end of the shit? No one's talking about it. You get mad at Disney for the propaganda that Disney fucking puts out there, which I'm not here to say if they're right or wrong on that, but what I'm saying is that if you can get on that bandwagon, why is it that your purview isn't big enough to be able to see that these kids are being violated left and right within, in most times, your own fucking state?
The fact that you have bills trying to be passed to make it illegal to marry a little kid, and grown people are blocking, grown men and women are blocking it for whatever reason. Because it's literally going to stop them from having the right to marry the kid. Like, they're not even sugarcoating it. It's not like they're like, oh, we're blocking it because they're trying to smuggle in something about the border that we don't like, or we're blocking it because we are cool with all of the stopping of the marrying kids, but we don't like this education thing that they're trying to slide in. Like, they're not doing that. They're saying, no, you're going to stop us from being able to, like, our kid being able to marry off whoever we want, and we're okay with that. We have to make sure that you have these kids because we have to protect the kids, but we're going to allow these kids to still get married off to grown-ass men or women.
It's a weird dichotomy that we're in, and I don't understand why the country is not more up in arms about it. But then also, too, this country is not up in arms about the Epstein shit either.
Yeah.
At all. There's nothing. No one truly cares about it. It's only something that's, like, spoken of now as, like, a hilarious point. Like, oh, they'll fucking Epstein you.
I think, like, people, like, they care, but it almost feels like kind of like I do, where there's nothing. There's nothing. I don't know where to go with doing anything, in a sense. Like, if you're passing, it's like, here, clear as day, pass a bill that says you can't marry him. We're not going to sign off on that one. Well, why? Well, because, you know, we have to hold off.
But we're going to make sure the drag.
We will make sure that we pass a bill that says we got to get rid of TikTok. Because TikTok, granted, I know you and China and spies, but we will draft a bill. We care more about the
Brother
China.
Ed, the spies of China.
Granted, we care more about the China spying on us through TikTok and the influence on TikTok than we actually care about kids being able to get married off to adults.
You're right. That does have to take priority. We got to protect the kids. Got to protect the kids. That does take priority.
You want to protect their intellectual by not letting them be fed videos because you think that they're manipulating TikTok.
Got to make sure the drag queens can't perform in front of the media. Right. Which...
that was a great combo.
Hey, it means you can't. Hey, the drag shows that the shit that was online that the kids were at, the parents should be in jail. That's true. But under the same token, the same way that y'all were able to zero in on that, you ain't wrong. Grown adults do whatever you want to, but don't be bringing kids to the shit and having them put money in these scandally dressed performers. Can't do that. Can't have it. Mm-hmm. Under the same token, we can't have a 6-year-old being married to a 35-year-old.
No.
Can't have it. So where's the same energy?
I don't want a 13-year-old to be able to be married off to some 25-year-old because you guys are Mormons.
Is it because it's heterosexuals married them off? Is that why? I'm just asking a question.
Have you seen Keep Sweet on Netflix?
No, what is that?
Documentary that I suggest everyone go and watch because it brings stuff like this to light, where you are in an area where, because of your religion and because of your religious practices, you think that it's okay for a single person to be married off to as many people as they kind of fucking want to be.
What do you mean married off? Explain. What do you
meaning
mean single person?
You have a main head guy who marries like 30 different women, various ages, to have children by. So you're getting 13 and 14-year-olds who are being like prepped up like, hey, you're the next wife. You're the one that's going to go in and spend time with now this man who is a grown old ass man. You're going to go in and give him massages. You're going to go in and help rub his feet and his legs and massage his thighs and do things like this at the age
of 13, 14, 15, people trying to literally run away from this place and get chased down by other people who live there to get dragged back there so that you can still be set up to, in a sense, be Handmaid style raped. Or, sorry, to not get us banned, R-worded. So, this is the documentary. Once again, I do suggest everybody go and watch. It is on Mormons. This is your hiding behind your religion to say, hey, I want to take advantage of kids. And then you live in a state that says, hey, you can do that.
Why haven't we got them? Because they fucking worship your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why haven't we got these motherfuckers? The same thing with the Catholic Church. I called it in season one. I told you I'm going to do it again.
There he is again.
I told you motherfuckers. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And guess what? We're going to have Los clean that up. It never happened. That never happened. It never fucking happened. It'll be a nice blooper. But guess what? I'm going to still go back on this high horse. Ooh. I told you motherfuckers that the Catholic Church wasn't shit. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to tie it right back into this shit. Because guess what? No one has still done anything at all about the fact that the Catholic Church would either take a priest that committed a crime. Let's say he committed a crime in Levittown or just in a town in town A. And town A was fucking, I don't know, 30 miles away from town B. They would move that fucking priest to then town B. No one said anything about that. Now you got the Mormon Church out of here marrying off little kids. Mm-hmm. No one's saying nothing. Now, I remember a time. Now, yeah, it was 9/11. Excuse me. It was a different time. I understand that. But we were trying to kill every Muslim around.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were justifying it because, like, have you read the Quran? It said to kill every white person.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read it. I've never seen that portion of it. I don't know if it's there or not. It
doesn't say it exactly like that, but yeah, whatever.
I can't. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that we were just like, oh, we were going to, hey, what that religion says in that shit, it's actually our justification to go after them. That's what the whole American theme was.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we got some good old boys from Christianity out here touching little boys and little girls. And no one wants to do a damn thing about it. I'm just baffled, bamboozled, and confused. So I may have slipped a little earlier. Doesn't fucking matter. Still same fucking point. I'm on my fucking high horse again saying I told you motherfucker so. That slip never happened. It did happen. We're going to have to leave it in.
You know? Sometimes.
It's pretty funny. Sometimes. But I didn't fall though.
No. You maintained your balance. You're good.
I just, you know what I mean? That's your means. It's a good balance. That's why you lift weights. You do a little yoga. I haven't done yoga in a while. Probably why I slipped.
But now it's you have things like this going on, and then you complain, and then you get the same people who will complain that wokeism is ruining kids. But yet, to tie in the other thing that I had read, you're going to allow adults to marry kids, so you care about kids, but you're not going to protect them there. Then you're going to allow kids to go to school and kind of be misfed information and stop them from learning other information because you're afraid that that other information that they bring in is going to now bring in secret agendas of queer agendas and critical race theory agendas and things like this that are going to teach people that they're going agendas. To hate, that they're going to have to feel bad about themselves for what other people did. You want to, in a sense, manipulate their minds at a young age. And then as you bring them up in that age, continue the manipulation as young adults. Because apparently, when you go to school in Florida, you can't just teach them about black shit. Why? Because if you teach them about black shit, it might be misinformation. It might be unverified
drop
information that
bombs.
We haven't verified or looked up and completely there's pushback on this idea, so we can't teach them these ideas. So we're just going to nix a bill or write a bill that nixes even bringing in any type of controversy. And just say, hey, you can't teach anything about this because they're not old enough to figure it out for themselves because they're not grown adults. But they're old enough to have kids. They're old enough to lay down, get impregnated, can't abort it. You have to have it. You're smart enough to have it. You're smart enough to raise a child. But when you're raising that kid, you can't really teach them about black shit. Not in schools. You can't send them to a public school to teach them about black shit. If you want them to learn about black shit, you got to teach them from home. But if you teach them from home, it's got to be within this curriculum. And if it's not within this curriculum, can't really teach it to them. But yet we want them to all learn and grow up and become fully functioning adults with the rest of us. And look out at the world and say, hey, the shit that happened to them, not really. Oh, my kid went to school where they learned about racism today. We don't know how these people got over here. This is in education books in the state of Florida where they don't want to teach people about black shit. Why? Because they're scared. Coming from the Republican side, they're scared of education. But then somehow smuggle in within these same bills, hey, you can, as an elective in college, teach things that are controversial. You can teach things that are not verified. You can teach things that have been semi-verified. But if you talk about critical race theory, even though we're not going to actually explain what we're actually talking about, that we are objecting to, because we don't really know what we're objecting to, nobody really knows what they're objecting to. They're all objecting to bullshit that somebody made up that they're all running scared of. This is Florida.
The mic is hot. There's nothing else to say. Fucking, we're out of here. I am Dean. That is fucking Zen. He just fucking read y'all the fucking riot act. Fucking, actually, there's no peace. There's no love. And there's no stake. It's just war, war, and war. It's war on everything that you motherfuckers believe in. And me and Zen are going to be here to really open it up here. Just on everything that you think is all right in the world. It's not. All right. We're out of here. Well,
peace.
So that one,
that worked.
Had to let you cook.
That worked. I saw it, so I was like, okay.